time now. Only retreat or surrender. Or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
While you're at it, search your own.
This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that gives you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance.
Over 4 years and going strong, with over 200,000 downloads from over 9 countries and 5 continents, I'm Greg Swanson, and this is the Warrior Mind Podcast. To find out more about Warrior Mind coaching and training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. Well, first of all, for all the moms listening, happy Mother's Day. Thank you for what you do with the children and your family. Hope your family is showing their appreciation for that this weekend. Again, beautiful weekend up here in Bend. A lot of Mother's Day activities going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Just some wonderful love being exuded for the moms out there. Last week, we started on mental strength habits of peak performers. And we started with the mental habits. And there are actually 21 different habits identified by research in several studies, which I made reference to last week. Today, we're going to pick up on the mental habits. So there's a mental, a physical, emotional, spiritual, and financial. Today, we're going to pick up on the mental habit number 2, which is the disciplined mental application. And what that means, I'm just going to read off a few things on what peak performers do, how this shows up, so you can kind of create a checklist for yourself. So peak performers possess the mental strength to go after their vision with super intensity. They are able to sustain a period of long, hard work without receiving any immediate reward. This one's huge because we're in a society of instant gratification, whether that instant is a minute, an hour, a day, or a week. There is, you know, we define what that instant is, or actually immediate reward. And so often we just don't want to put in that work. We just don't want to put in the long, hard work and not see anything. We'll put in the work, and then when we don't see anything within, you know, we make up a time frame on when we should see results. And here's what's interesting with this one. So again, they're able to sustain a period of long, hard work without receiving any immediate reward. So first, we have to look at how are you defining immediate, or what is your expectation on receiving a reward from your work? And so we have to look at that. We've created this expectation of when we should see a reward. So the question is, how did you come up with that time frame? What was it based on? And most likely, most of the time, people create a time frame based on nothing. There's no data to support it. There's no past experience to support it. And actually, what usually happens is we overestimate how much we're going to get in return and underestimate how long it's going to take. So this mental habit, this mental habit of disciplined mental application, of sustained long hard work without receiving any immediate reward, is very, very important. They do whatever it takes to create their vision. Seth Godin talks about something similar to this in the book called The Dip, where you create a goal and you start going along, and then you hit this dip where things aren't working, and then you go, oh, forget it. I really didn't want that in the first place. Well, in Seth's book, he talks about identify at what point will you give up, and then if you will give up, then don't start, because you'll probably hit that point. But this says that a peak performer will do whatever it takes to create their vision. That sounds easy, right? Oh, yeah, I'll do whatever it takes. That is very difficult to maintain, because doing whatever it takes may mean sacrificing your friendships for a while. Not that you're going to kick your friends out, but you may not have the time to go out and do those things. It may mean learning new things that'll take you 2, 3, 4 weeks to learn, you know, to do whatever. That's a huge word, to do whatever it takes to create their vision. But this is what the mental discipline of these peak performers have shown, that they'll do whatever it takes. Will you really do whatever it takes to create your vision, presuming you have a crystal clear vision? That is the first mental habit. And if you haven't listened to that podcast, number 229, I highly recommend going back and listening to that podcast, because first you have to have a crystal clear vision, crystal clear. Not, oh, I want to do whatever I can, whenever I want. I want to have a lot of friends. I want to have this. And you have to get very, very specific, because the more specific you get, the more an image you can create in your mind. But that was last week's podcast. Another aspect of this disciplined mental application is that peak performers know with faith, they see their vision getting closer with each hour, with each day, with each month, and perhaps with each year. That is, they have faith in themselves. They have faith in the process. They may even have a religious faith. But, you know, whatever that faith means to you is that they know and they see their vision. So they know that by taking action, they're getting closer to their vision every hour, every day, every month, and perhaps if it takes more than a year. So they know that the work they're doing is getting them closer. They don't ever feel that it's in vain or why am I not making progress, because they know, they measure their progress every single day against their vision. And they know that by measuring it using smarter goals, right, the end of the E is evaluate, what you don't measure, you can't improve. And so they will use the smarter goal method to ensure that they're getting closer to their vision every hour, every day, every month, and every year. They also understand that anything worthwhile will involve long, hard work. Now, I've said this many times, I do believe and I do support the law of attraction. And part of that is that doing the long, hard work while you are enjoying it. Just because it's long and hard doesn't mean it can't be pleasurable. If you're begrudging what you're doing, if you're resisting what you're doing and doing it anyway with clenched teeth and regret or whatever the emotion is, then perhaps that goal isn't truly inspiring. So when we start looking at involved in long, hard work, it doesn't mean that it's painful. It could be joyful, long, hard work, or it could be pleasurable. It could be intrinsically satisfying. But they know, the peak performers know, that it will take long, hard work. Yes, you combine the long, hard work with the law of attraction, and the results will come to you. What this does with law of attraction, it doesn't mean that you're going to sit and just vibrate at a different energy. That's your long, hard work. I do think that is important when you do your visualization, your mental rehearsal, your meditation. All of those are important. And then at some point, there has to be some action to create the results. Because you look at everything that has been created, had to have action behind it. There was some action behind everything. Look around your room, look around the house, look around your business. Every physical thing, every department, every corporation, every entrepreneur took action, and they know it took long, hard work. So are you ready to put in the long, hard work to make sure that your vision comes true? So another aspect is that peak performers pursue their goals with absolute excellence, not perfection, right? So many times we get caught up on, we don't want to release something, we don't want to do something until it's perfect. Well, that's another session, and perhaps you might want to contact me for coaching around the perfectionism on it. But you want to do it with excellence. What are you most capable of doing, whether it's writing, whether it's painting, whether it's creating a business, whether it's a floor shop, whatever it is, what is the excellence? What is the level of excellence that you can bring to that work? and release the perfection part of it, because there is nothing ever perfect unless you look at nature and just and observe that everything is perfect in nature. So, you know, you can take a perspective that everything is perfect because of that's its nature, and that is in no pun intended, but that is in nature. But as us creating something, it can't be perfect, because there's always going to be somebody finding a criticism with it or finding a fault with something, whether it's a software, whether it's a painting, whether it's whatever it might be. So what these peak performers do is they attack their goals with absolute excellence, is they come from a state of excellence. What's the best I can do at this moment with my resources? And then if I can do better, what additional resources do I need to do better? But they attack it with excellence, and they make progress each single day. They also understand this law of harvest. Actually, that is, hard work pays dividends. They understand they can put in the hard work now. It's kind of like farmers, right? The farmers will put in a lot of hard work. They'll plant the seeds. They'll till the soil. They'll do whatever they have to do. And then the harvest comes. They put in a lot of hard work, and then the harvest comes. Well, peak performers know that law, and they will put in that long, hard work with excellence. They know that the reward is coming, and that hard work will pay dividends. You could call that faith. You could call that just a knowing, perhaps. But they understand that this law of harvest is indisputable, that it will pay off dividends. And then they also, peak performers also live their vision in action. That could be associated to acting as if. So when a peak performer is in the process of creating their vision, they're acting and thinking as if that vision is already created. So this is a very tough challenge for many people to understand that. So it doesn't mean that if you're in the process of creating a revenue, an income stream of, let's just say, $5,000 a month, additional $5,000, acting as if doesn't mean you go out and buy things for $5,000 a month. But how would you stand? What would your thoughts be on? How would you talk to people? Where would just how would you conduct your regular daily activities if your goal had been met? And we're just going to use revenue right now. If your goal has been met of making that $5,000 a month extra, how would you walk? How would you breathe, right? This is what they mean by living their vision in action. They act as if it's already happened. So these are the points of this mental habit number two, disciplined mental application. I'll put these up where this blog post on the blog post where this podcast is hosted, and that would be at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please go over there, take a look at it, create a little checklist for yourself. Rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. How do you fare in each of these bullet points, if you will, over the disciplined mental application? If you need some more assistance with creating this mental discipline, I strongly suggest picking up the book, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior. It's a new version out there. So when you purchase that book today, you will get a PDF, a regular size PDF. You'll get a 6x9 PDF. You'll get a Mobi, and you'll get an EPUB. So you'll be able to read it on your computer, your smartphone, anywhere that you'd like to read it. And it will give you the information needed to develop this mental strength application. If you'd like to take it a step further, please contact me for some coaching. Would love to work with you on these processes. Also, if you're liking this series, please let me know. If you'd like me to cover something else, or if you have a question that I can answer on the next podcast, please feel free to provide feedback at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Look for the Contact Me tab and send me a note or a voice message.
Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends and subscribe at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Also, make sure you sign up for the Warrior Mind newsletter and check out our blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.
I am not a warrior. Very soon.